Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
And we have got a great one for you here this morning. Rich Casanova, your host for this morning's episode of Buckhead Business Radio X. We have real power brokers, I think, that we can call these folks in the studio. we're getting a little nod ahead, a little smirk, whatever, but I'm very excited for this very special episode. This morning we have, it's our spotload, is that a new term?
No, just a spotlight.
Spotlight
episode. They can't see that, though.
Yeah, we have folks from the Lenox Square and Phipps Plaza, and also, a new restaurant just joining the group, and we're going to hear from David about that, and that is the True Food Kitchen, I believe it is, yeah. And so we have also a kind of a VIP, a big celebrity gentleman in the studio, Michael Moore, the local Michael Moore, yeah.
Let me raise my cheer up about two more notches there.
How you doing, Michael?
It's great to be with you this morning, man. The traffic out there is just beautiful in Buckhead. The weather's beautiful in Buckhead, and it's great to be here with you and these great folks today to maybe get some people to spend some money in the malls.
Yeah. Did you just hashtag Buckhead right there, or was that, yeah?
I think we did, yes. We take a little bit of Buckhead, use it every day.
Absolutely. So, definitely our resident, I like to call him Mr. Buckhead.
Thank you.
How many years in Buckhead or in Atlanta now?
I'm between 39 and 40, always inside the perimeter, mostly in this good patch we call Buckhead community.
Yeah, so I felt like great opportunity for you to share some history along with the folks from the properties here in the studio this morning. And so let's jump right into it. We have, first up, our guest is Lauren. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
And you are with Lenox Square, right across the street, right?
I am.
And you're the general manager. And is this an amazing view here or what, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm the marketing director, but thank you for promoting me.
Okay, nice. Congratulations on the promotion.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a beautiful view of the mall.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're just listening, next time you're in the studio, Michael, you've been a few times, we have this million-dollar view of Lenox Square. Phipps or whatever. If we went up about another 10 stories, I bet, Dwayne, we could have a great view as well, right?
We could see the corner of the mall and the parking lot.
We'll work on that. And I'm thinking maybe Lauren should charge some rent maybe for the view.
Okay, let's move along then.
No, I think live radio from Phipps Plaza should be a good idea. We could charge for that, Rich.
Okay, already it's getting out of control. So let me say hi to David. Alex Steele joining us in the studio. Is that... and where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Destin, Florida.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
And this is a new venture we're going to talk about, or at least brought to here to Atlanta, the True Food Kitchen, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's our first concept on the East Coast.
Nice. And, of course, no samples here. If we had the audio, we would play that, yeah. Well, next time, right?
Next time.
Okay, nice, yeah. Okay, so now we have our lineup of our guests here. We're going to learn a little bit about Lenox Square to start things off. And... So our marketing director, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, nice.
She's got those sound bites down for you, Rich. Yeah. Be ready.
Yeah. So how long have you been with Lenox Square now?
I've been at Lenox Square a little over 3 years.
Okay.
So it's been a wonderful time to be at Lenox. We've been working really hard, just finished a great renovation. So we're very excited about it, and hopefully everybody in Buckhead and in Atlanta is as well.
Oh, it's very impressive, whatever. And we're going to learn about those new developments. And but first, I'd like to maybe hear a little bit about yourself, and then maybe between y'all, and especially Michael can kind of share, bring our listeners up to speed the history of Lenox Square. But so where are you originally from?
I am originally from Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, okay.
I've been working in shopping center industry for 16 years.
All right.
So, and worked all throughout the Southeast. So I'm certainly happy to be here in Atlanta and working for Lenox.
Yeah.
I have coveted this job at this mall for 16 years.
Some people call that stalking, but yeah.
I was jealous of it for so long, I just thought I'd come and take the job. So.
Nice. And so how long was Simon then around?
I've been with Simon for 16 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, congratulations. That's a great group to be with. They've done some fabulous things since they took the mall on here.
Yeah. It's been a great company to work for, so I've really enjoyed my time there.
So before we get into all the exciting news, which there's lots to talk about what's going on currently with the mall, a little bit of a backdrop to the history. I was, came from California, but via Florida, yada, 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 but lived most of the time here in Atlanta, up in North Cobb, and then recently in Sandy Springs. In and out of Buckhead, right? But now just I'm all in, right, for Buckhead. But I had no idea this mall, I thought it was just
always
a handful of years old, right? But tell us a little of the history.
55 years old.
That's
it
crazy.
Opened in August of 1959 as an open air center.
Right.
And I think that the story of Lenox is one of, that it has continued to evolve to meet the needs of the community and the shoppers. And It started as sort of the first mall in the state of Georgia. It's always been sort of this powerhouse property, and it's continued to be that through the years. It's really just an amazing property. It has a life all its own. It's a just a great center, and it continues to be a great center, and it continues to evolve to you know, bring in the best restaurants and the best stores, and I'm certainly proud to be a part of it.
Well, it's truly a shopping destination for a lot of folks for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. That the people from South Georgia, Middle Georgia, and other Georgia come here to spend that weekend to show their children what shopping experiences are all about, right?
And Michael, you were around when it was just an open air mall, right?
I can tell you that as a high school student, as a young college man, I sat on the benches outside. I believe it was Casual Corner. On the concrete benches while my ladies of the time shopped inside. And then there was Regenstein's, which goes back a long ways in past, yes.
Wow. Okay, so Lauren, with just officially wrapped up the renovation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what can shoppers expect to see now?
Well, we completely redid the front of the property. I mean, basically took the front of the mall off, tore down the old porte-cochere that had been there for probably a little over a decade, mm-hmm. And put in a brand new two-story glass entrance. We have added three new restaurants, including True Food Kitchen, which you'll hear more about today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Zen Burger, Wine and Burger Bar, Cheesecake Factory, added Sprinkles Cupcakes. And really just a whole new look to the front of the property.
I remember seeing it was on the Atlanta Business Chronicle about this idea that you could go up to the mall and there was an ATM machine for a cupcake. I'm like,
yes, there is.
But shouldn't it be called, I said ATM, wouldn't it be called ACM or something or whatever?
Maybe.
Automatic
maybe
cupcake,
Rich, come on.
Cupcake machine.
Just put your money in, take your cupcake and your sprinkles and move
nice.
On.
Yeah. And you can't miss that. What's that big swoosh on the front of that? What's that all about?
Oh, that's
right?
That's the new Nike store that is beautiful. I'm not sure if you've been inside.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah.
The floors are reclaimed old gym floors. And the siding is old bleachers. They did a gorgeous job. It's a beautiful space. Swarovski crystal basketball hoops on the upper level.
Wow.
Gorgeous store. So we're very excited to have them as part of the new front of the property as well. And then on the other end, completely redid our food court and renamed it the Lenox Fashion Cafe.
That's where I'm at. Almost every lunch hour. Just take the elevator down across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to, it's a California Pizza Kitchen right
mm-hmm.
there. And it's you don't have to drive anywhere, right? You just walk.
Yeah. Added Chipotle.
Yep.
Yeah, Richie, you're giving all the commercials for all the spots. But the people will be meeting you for lunch now. Maybe you'll get a few free lunches in that process.
Well, I'm just excited. We have a restaurateur here this morning that's going to enlighten us on their menu as well. So what else? I don't know. We're talking a little bit off air, but to me, one of the exciting things is there's rumor or gossip about Tesla building a showroom at the mall?
Right. Well, and hopefully we can share a little more about that later. But, you know, a little teaser. There is a Tesla. There is a Tesla on display that's over there.
Yeah, I saw that.
That
yeah.
you can go check out now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which may be sort of a teaser for what's to come.
Into a showroom. Mm-hmm. And then there's, what about, there's a huge... Is it apartment or condo development or something that's going to be springing up? Or
We do have a residential partnership that we announced as part of the renovation that is in process. That will be hopefully we'll be able to announce some future development later on, similar to kind of what Phipps Plaza is doing. They're probably a little further along than we are at this point, but a lot of exciting things that are continuing. We're not, you know, we're finished with the renovation, but there's still more to come.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, well, let me know when that's finished, and mm-hmm. then I can just move in there, go down
Perfect.
The elevator, step over to the food kitchen, whatever, True Food Kitchen,
mm-hmm.
come across the studio. I mean, it's not that it's all about me, but it's
you,
just...
You won't need valet parking, but you can still use it out front for your trips away from Buckhead.
Well, I have a personal driver that
personal
takes care
driver.
Of all that, yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, speaking of Phipps Plaza, we have also in the studio, now I'm a little bit nervous, GM, marketing?
That's correct.
Okay,
no,
good, yeah.
GM, yeah. You're,
so,
you're...
Dwayne Herbert is joining us here this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great.
So, before we jump into your property, and tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, where are you originally from, and...
Well, I'm originally from the Midwest. I grew up in Indiana. I'm a Boilermaker.
Nice.
And but I do appreciate the South and the weather, so I'm happy to be down in Atlanta for sure. I've been here about 8 years.
Yeah.
Actually, both of my children were born here, so I'm going to have a love affair with Atlanta for the rest of my life.
Most people do.
He started talking about the Boilermakers, but he had a quick save there, whatever. Love the South, whatever. Yeah, nice.
I love the SEC football. I've converted.
Nice. And so before taking over the mall, what are some things you've done in the past that your jobs you enjoyed and maybe not so much?
Well, a lot like Lauren, I've been in the shopping center industry since I left college. Okay. I've been with Simon for 12 years.
Wow.
Got a great opportunity. In fact, some of our paths have crossed, but I spent some time in Florida and, of course, the Midwest, and then landed here in Atlanta. And this has been my longest stay, and it's certainly such a great place. And, yeah. and Buckhead is such a phenomenal community.
Right. So how long at Phipps again?
8 years now.
Okay, well. Nice. So, so you guys, is it coincidence or what? I mean, Simon's just like doling out all kinds of money here, whatever. Renovations, renovate the studio here if there's anything left over in the budget.
Well, I mean, Buckhead is a phenomenal community, and I think, you know, we want to continue to invest. We love our position mm-hmm. in Buckhead. As you've pointed out, Lennox has been around for 55 years. Sips has been around for 45 years.
Wow.
So we're quite a staple in the community, and I think if you look at it and you know, the infrastructure was built around Lennox and Phipps and Buckhead, the hotels and the office buildings, I think we've got over 5 million square feet of office space within a half mile. So to your point about walkability,
I
think that's key. And then same with the hotels. I mean, we enjoy our relationship with that community and all the conventions and visitors to the area. I think it's just been, you know, absolutely spectacular for us. So.
Well, we've got the great opportunity. People talk about the traffic in our city, but when you think about the accessibility of MARTA and having the two stations right here to easily get back and forth, as well as the ability of the hotel folks to utilize the shuttle services around the community, makes it easier for you to have your people be at a destination and not have to cross the river of Peachtree, but you'd prefer for them to shop in both malls.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at it, I think Simon has been involved in these properties since the mid-90s, and I think, you know, it's been pointed out, but we've continued to grow them and evolve them, and I think having same owners, I think, has really helped us strategize with the appropriate leasing, so it's been great.
I think it's been key not to have to compete with each other, to more of a complement each other, because we've all learned down in the new century that collaboration is the only way to effectively use our dollars to benefit our consumers as well as benefit our stockholders.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we take it for granted sometimes because we are so close.
Right.
Rich, you talk about walking everywhere. I'll tell you, you can't find shopping like this between two centers within, that share a corner anywhere.
So, well, anywhere in the world, probably.
Yeah.
And they have the Buck shuttle that runs through here as well. I mean, it's a very, like you said, livable, walkable, shoppable. Is that a term?
Shoppable. You can make
that's definitely a word.
Write that down.
Peachtree. These marketing folks could love that idea. You know, conveniently located in a shoppable community called Buckhead.
Yeah. Now, tell us about your renovations. We saw some photos, which are pretty impressive. I'm looking at the site here as well. So
So, you know, of course, Lennox just wrapped up their renovation, so it was just a perfect timing for us to jump into ours. And so first really phase is addressing and dressing up the interior of the center. You know, it's a beautiful mall.
Right.
We've talked about the architectural qualities and things. It's absolutely beautiful. But, you know, this project was really about just elevating the experience for our shoppers. So it's very cosmetic. We're improving all of the lighting. We're replacing that grand chandelier in Court of the South. I mean, it's been an iconic fixture for the mall since the 70s.
And you're replacing it?
Yeah, we're replacing it with really a dynamic, like a starburst-looking chandelier. So it's LED, so it's really
contemporary.
Bright. Yeah. We're debrassing the center. There were a lot of brass elements that were implemented in the 90s, so we're modernizing that a little bit as well and modernizing handrails. But it's back really about the customer experience piece of it. We're elevating our customer service. We're going to make it certainly a better experience, more accessible to our shoppers as well. And then really upgrading even the parking decks and that condition, that first impression when you walk
in. Oh, big time.
Yeah, I saw in the photos, Rich, if I could, you know, even making that first step out of the car once you figure out which post you parked by, but to come out in the shade and to be able to step out and feel like you're really just walking into the quality opportunity, because it's hard to make a parking garage a good experience, but you're doing it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, we've used the term jewel box to describe the experience when you get out of your car. And like I said, that first impression is so important. And we really want to make sure we deliver on that.
I mean, that's what, you know, one of my takeaways right away is that, you see a lot of retail properties that just over the years don't seem to keep up with the times, or just kind of lose their luster or whatever. And you have to keep reinvesting, whatever, right? And not just reinventing yourself, but just keeping that appeal, like Michael was saying, to the customers. I think one thing that's kind of unique about Phipps right there is your the AMC movie theater and Legoland. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's been a great transformation over the last few years. We added Legoland in 2012, and it's just been a great attraction to bring families to the center. They're off to, they're performing above and beyond their belief, bringing a lot of certainly new shoppers to the area, bringing in people that are from, the other markets around Atlanta, staying in Buckhead and making a whole weekend of it as well. And then AMC Theater, if there's one thing that I'm asked about when I'm out on the street, it's, that movie theater is awesome, the recliners. And well,
it's a true experience. I mean, you expect that if you're going to take a break from shopping, or you're going to take a destination, which you folks certainly are a destination.
Yeah, and I think it's a great example. I think the AMC project's a great example of what we're even doing with our interior, which is, it's obviously done what it's needed to do for a number of years, and now it's just about elevating. And, the AMC recognized that in order to bring people back and create that experience that people want to talk about, they've got to upgrade. And I think, we feel the same way. We just want to keep, making that experience greater, so that, Michael, when you're in the market, you're talking about that new chandelier at Phipps and the better soft seating and holiday decor that we're going to be implementing this year and everything. So it's going to be great.
We'll talk about the holidays here in a moment, but also, I'm curious, who gets the original chandelier? Is that going in your home, or Michael, are you bidding on that one? Or
it's like take a brick. We're going to let people.
You should auction that off or whatever, right?
It's probably Rich. You're right on. Now we've certainly talked about it. It's definitely ours to do what we want with. It's not going to be
like you said. It's an iconic, fixture, and I think I'm just, spitballing here or whatever. But I say a charity auction is in the works, right? All those in favor signify by saying aye. I think somebody was already promised that chandelier in the studio, so they're not on board. Yeah,
you must be.
No, it's a great idea, and it's something we've certainly looked at. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And so, what I like here, again, kind of melding these two, is that so a family with their children can experience Legoland, and as they kind of grow a little bit older, walk right around the corner to the Nike store or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean it. The shoppability and hashtag.
Thank you. Yeah. Shoppability, yeah. PR people. Shoppability. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, really the experience between the two malls is not duplicated in any other market. And we really talk about that a lot when we talk about the shopping in Buckhead and the shopping between the two properties. When we go out and market our centers to tourists and to people outside of the market and inside the market, it is really one of a kind. And we're very proud of the experience that we have between the two malls.
Well, you get a great opportunity for your mix of clientele, because you have the mix of clientele as well as be able to bring different trendy retailers into the marketplace and have a place for them, because sometimes it's there's just not the physical space to move the right retailer into the right place without reorganizing. That's a tremendous problem in commercial malls.
Yeah, and Lauren and I mean, Lennox and Phipps have added 50 brands over the last 3 years.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just it's always evolving. That's what's cool about a mall. I mean, we have to continue to improve and upgrade. And it's, this real estate is extremely valuable to our brands. And so, we have a lot of fun with it. We've had, a lot of renovations as well of stores. You pointed out AMC, but we've, it's a great commitment and a recommitment to the community when you see a brand, go through a renovation.
Between the two malls, there's been how many?
50.
50 mm-hmm. brands.
Wow.
50 new stores in our vision process here to shop shopability in.
Right, yeah.
Practice shopability in.
Hold on. I'm going to go to GoDaddy right now. Stand by here and get that. Yeah. So, I don't know if this is a question we weren't really talking about, but I'm just kind of curious as a listener observer, like between each property or collectively, how many employees do you all figure you employ in a ballpark, number? I know you don't know the exact number off the top of your head. More than 10? You tell me when to stop. 10, 12?
Well, are you talking about just for the property itself?
Well, all the stores with the retail, and I mean, it's just astronomical if you think about probably several thousand.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably between the two malls, you're probably close to 10,000 employees.
Geez. Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, it's certainly an impact for the area.
Yeah.
So that, like they say in the downtown marketplace or any marketplace, we have no residents, but daytime population is 12,000, 10,000, 8,000, whatever that number is for the two malls. representing an awful lot of families and an awful lot of revenue for
the economy. A big part of the success is the daytime population in Buckhead. I mean, that's where they come to eat lunch or dinner, and then don't want to go back to the suburbs because the traffic getting out is bad. So, they're staying. You're in this office building situation where, people have jobs and they're affluent. And I think there are 5 million square feet of Class A office space. So, those are ideal shoppers for our malls.
Yeah. Well, I find myself when I need an afternoon break or whatever, or if I get caught up and it's near 5 o'clock instead of rush hour, I'll just don't tell Lauren, but I kind of walk over to the mall and just one of those mall walkers or whatever. Yeah, just, because you kind of people watch, you get a little exercise, and it's just a great experience. So up next, we're gonna come back to y'all and learn about some activities and some events coming up, seasonal, what have you, and some special events. But before we forget, we'll do it as well. But tell us one more time, each of y'all, what's the best way for listeners to find out about the mall or,
Certainly, they can go to Simon.com, and they can find either one of our properties or any other Simon property and find out what's going on and the offers and deals and sales that are happening at any of our malls.
And there's a direct website for each of the properties as well, right?
Mm-hmm. You can go to LenoxSquare.com or PhippsPlaza.com and go directly there.
Okay, cool. And we'll come back to you all for those events and activities and maybe a little roundtable discussion. But up next, we have our youngest person in the studio, probably, right? Yeah?
Youngest person on the mic and under the bunny ears.
Nice.
And he's from Destin, Florida. So we're going to talk about some real interesting reasons how he got to Atlanta.
Yeah, that's a little road trip. So David, Alex Steele, and you're with the True Food Kitchen here in Atlanta and just opened the store at Lenox Square,
that's
the restaurant, right?
Yes.
So like you were saying, how long in Florida?
I was in Florida for about 12 years.
Okay.
And then I've been in Atlanta for the past 8 months.
Okay, wow. So a new Atlanta.
Fairly new.
Nice. And he's over 13.
Exactly.
Just
yeah.
a touch.
He checked his ID at the door, yeah. Okay, so and now prior to getting involved in this project and this launch, and we're going to learn a little bit more about the other locations, what have you. What have you done in the past?
So I've worked for two different restaurants, Concepts, and I've been in the restaurant industry for 6 years.
Okay.
My first restaurant that I began with was with P.F. Chang's, which Atlanta is very custom with since there's five.
Wow.
and then in between my stint with P.F. Chang's, I opened a fine dining five-star restaurant in Destin called Beachwalk at Henderson Park. And I was there for about 7 months when I decided to go back to P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
And P.F. Chang's is what actually brought me to Atlanta. And then...
then we fast forward to the food kitchen.
Yes, yeah. And then I managed to land a job with True Food Kitchen.
So that restaurant in Destin, when Michael takes his family down there, you're only 7 months there, so you probably can't get any free dinners or deals or anything.
No, we can take the grandkids here, and I'm sure he can help us with the ice cream at the end. Or maybe this... No, we can't do the... Can't do the cupcakes. We've already had a conversation.
Yeah,
we're not allowed in.
No,
yeah.
No cupcakes.
But you are a sustainability product, and you're really, really proud of the way you've structured. And since you're new to the chain, tell us a little bit about the concept.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. So the concept is based around Dr. Andrew Weil's anti-inflammatory diet, which is a Mediterranean-style diet that focuses less on calories and fat and carbs and more on what your body actually requires to meet its nutritional value for the day. That being said, we have things on the menu that do contain dairy and that do contain gluten, but we also have things on there that can be made without dairy, made without gluten, vegan, vegetarian options. And then we also have the idea of organic or sustainably farmed or biodynamically farmed. And they're all different concepts that kind of dance around the same principle of sustainability, natural, simple, clean, but also delicious.
So you're basically looking at the nutritional approach to maintaining our bodies rather than the Shazam effect of crazy foods, right?
Right. Well, 90% of eating is eating with your eyes, right? So the Shazam effect comes when it first gets to your table, and then you taste it, and it's delicious, and then you realize that it's good for you, and you want to go back.
So you're a family-style restaurant.
Yes, we are.
You're encouraging. I hope you're having some encouragement to get the younger folks to eat better as well.
We do. I was actually going to touch on that, so you're reading my mind right now. we do have a kids menu that is...
Isn't that a young person's menu?
that's designed to really encourage our kids to eat healthy and to eat healthy in a way that is still good. You know, there's a kid's pizza on there. I'll give you that reference. There's a kid's pizza on there. It doesn't sound as healthy as it is.
Right.
But we use a flax spelt flour, and flax is obviously healthy for digestion, and all of our dairy is organic. So, you know, that's really a concept where kids can still eat healthy, and it can be affordable for the parents, and they can still enjoy it.
Well, one of the biggest challenges for a new restaurant, and you've mentioned this is the first restaurant in the East Coast,
correct,
or Southeast. Yeah,
they're originally from out in Texas, right?
Well, it started in Arizona.
Okay.
And we have two locations in Arizona, three in California, now two in Texas. We just opened one in Houston, one in Colorado, and then here in Georgia, and then we're opening one in Fairfax.
Well, talk a little bit about the sustainability of the concept as well as the educational concept for your new patrons, because everyone's got to learn about your restaurant, understand your restaurant, and be a recurring patron. You mentioned made some comment about earlier in our conversation about numbers of visits per day per week, and
sure,
you're beginning to track those, which is
right,
a way to build your volume, build your visits.
Absolutely. So this concept is, I kind of touched on it earlier, is based around having delicious food that also happens to be good for you. And so when someone discovers that something is good for them, they can afford it, they want to go back and do it. So we have regulars. Our concept is a lifestyle restaurant. And I say it's a lifestyle restaurant because they have the opportunity to come back multiple times a day and get different things. Saturday and Sunday especially, they can come back and get three different breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah,
we have people do that.
I'm looking at the website now, and these pancakes look pretty amazing here.
Right. Johnny cakes.
Brunch, yeah, yeah. and some of the drinks. You have some healthy drinks here. What's this? It says drink the sea buckthorn.
Yep. Sea buckthorn is a berry that's very high in antioxidants, kind of similar to the properties of a blueberry.
Okay.
But it's bright orange. It's a little tart in flavor. We use it in several of our sorbets, and then we have a drink that we use it in called the Medicine Man, which is actually my favorite.
And speaking of drinks, I'm looking at the website right now. It is definitely pretty
impressive. You're going for the after five stuff, Rich. Come on.
Yeah, well, I do see some...
Is this like scratch and sniff? Can I just roll my finger over and taste it, or what?
Not quite.
I need a straw for this. But are these beverages here? Are these adult beverages?
They are adult beverages.
Oh, okay,
so we have
nice.
A full-service juice bar, yeah, as well as a full-service
They can be
bar.
Shirley Temple for you, Rich, if you would. During business hours.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're the chef, and I know you've seen the menu for today, so just what are the specials for today for lunch? We might want to go over.
Something that I'd like to just kind of touch on as far as our specialties, if you will, quote-unquote, or hashtag, as we were saying earlier, is our quinoa burger. It's an inside-out burger. It's made with a quinoa tabbouleh. Which is anybody familiar with quinoa? No?
No, this is all over my head, whatever. Yeah. I heard burger, that's all I heard, whatever.
That's one of those words that starts with a Q and is good for you. I remember
that.
Okay,
exactly.
Good, good,
all right.
Good.
So it's a super grain, very, very high in protein. We use it to create what look like burger patties. And they go on the outside. So they're the actual bun. So the burger is the bun. And then the inside is all of your toppings. So avocado, tomato, lettuce, red onions, cucumbers, tossed in a tzatziki sauce with hummus on each side.
Ooh.
It sounds so good when he says it that way or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But I've been looking at the pictures here as well. But now where are you actually located in the mall?
So we are right at the main entrance of Lenox Mall on the corner, if you're looking at the main entrance on the right.
What's like, Lauren maybe will help us as well, but yeah, what's like an anchor store where we identify?
They're closer to Neiman Marcus towards the Westin.
Okay, cool. And so continue the conversation. I was just, well, actually on your website, tell us about this, the True Kids Challenge.
Rich, give the listeners the website in case they want to be looking with you while we're talking about
okay,
this.
Okay, good idea.
You can help out with that promo.
It's just truefoodkitchen.com, and then you see all the locations here, like you mentioned, from Fairfax coming, and then Newport Beach and Atlanta, and you can click right on. I'm on the Atlanta link right now, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to hashtag the guy out to Houston right now, let him know to go down and check it out because he thinks he's a restaurant connoisseur. So I'll send it to a friend in Houston. Is that store open?
Yes, it is open.
Right. Did you open this store here? Are you part of the original staff here?
Yes, I opened this store. Myself and the general manager and one of our other restaurant managers trained in San Diego together to come out here and open this store, and it's been a definite experience to see the business that Lenox Mall brings in and the business that it's bringing us in such a fantastic location right on Peachtree.
And you've been open how long in the mall?
A little over 5 weeks.
A little over five weeks. And the numbers are just phenomenal, right?
They are through the roof.
Good deal.
Couldn't be happier.
And you have a kids menu.
We do.
Very good. And so At 5 o'clock in the afternoon, am I going to find the crowd there yet, or is it going to be about 6:30 or so?
Well, after this broadcast, yeah.
After this broadcast.
Standing room only, whatever, yeah.
So it's pretty much standing room only for the entirety of the day.
Nice.
You know, there is that little lull at about 4 o'clock, but 5 yeah. o'clock, families start coming in and enjoying our alcoholic beverages.
And you open at 11:30?
We open at 11 Monday through Friday, and then 10 for brunch on Saturday and Sunday.
And do you have a private room at all? Tell us about the restaurant.
We don't have a private room per se. We have several cornered off areas in the restaurant. And then we also have an enormous patio, which is a big plus for Atlanta diners. So it's covered, fanned. In the winter, it's going to have a very high-tech heating system. So
Rich, have you considered live broadcast from Lenox Mall?
That sounds good to me or whatever. Okay. You're just full of ideas here.
What's that drink we should order now when we go there?
Yeah, what is, speaking of adult beverages, what's the most popular cocktail, I guess, you served there? We talked about food and all that.
Probably the ginger margarita. So we use a ginger agave with that.
Okay, make up five. We'll be over for lunch.
Exactly,
perfect.
Yeah.
I'll have them ready for you.
So let's go back to kind of maybe a little open forum discussion here and some events happening at the malls. But tell us once again, for the listeners, remind them how to find out about the restaurant. Yeah.
So we have a lot of different ways. Obviously, you can go to truefoodkitchen.com. Uh-huh. And then we're obviously present on a lot of social media. Twitter, Instagram is a big one for us, and then Facebook as well.
People do love taking pictures of their food. I've never really jumped on board with that, right? But for, yeah, well, especially this food, I guess. There you go, yeah.
If it's good, there's none left to take the picture of. I mean, come on.
Exactly. So let's go back to our folks here with Lenox and Phipps, and tell us, I guess, some other, if there's any other announcements about the renovations or the malls or upcoming activities and so forth.
Yeah, so we just announced a few weeks ago the Domain at Phipps Plaza apartment community that we're developing behind the center.
Okay.
But it'll be on our property. Right. So it'll be a great addition. There's 300 units, and it's going to have a lot of those same apartment amenities that you come to expect now with wood finishes and granite tops and things. But I think some of the amenities are the part that I think are the most exciting. There's going to be a yoga court. There's going to be a fitness a gym, and there's going to, of course, be the pool. And then, you know, it's right for this particular community. So,
and what's the timeline for that? Or
so we should begin construction here in September.
Wow!
And then the first phase should open by the fall of next year.
Wow.
Rich be watching for that chandelier being repurposed, maybe in their lobby. Maybe that's where that chandelier is going.
Exactly. So that's a whole different developer. You just partnered with Simon? I mean, it's not, because Simon's not really in that space, right?
Yeah. The developer's Columbus Realty, and we've worked with them on a number of projects very successfully. They do a great job in these more urban environments, I think, really catering to what you would expect if you were to want real estate in Buckhead. So.
And how close, I mean, literally, like, on the property, or, I mean, they can walk, they have their own private entrance, or
they'll have the walkability
certainly,
but it'll be a separate vehicular community. So.
Yeah, and 300 apartments.
Yeah, and
high rise.
It's not high rise. It's several
mid rise.
Yeah, mid rise, but it's got and there'll be some rooftop terraces.
Oh, nice.
So I just think that we've got a great partner on this who really gets how to work in this environment, and I think. It'll be really exciting once we get underway here in September.
Yeah.
And they'll be giving frequent shopper cards, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That'll be one of the perks.
Lauren's even thinking about moving in there, which is kind of odd or whatever.
No, I'm thinking about moving in there. I'm not going to lie. Nice.
Seems very convenient.
Yeah. It will be. What is the target demographic for that space?
I mean, it's certainly young, aspirational.
Millennials.
That's a big word in our vocabulary right now as well, certainly with the malls. But I think anybody who might office in Buckhead is a great candidate.
Well, I was going to say the people that can walk to work. It's becoming to be a center for what we try to do here. And, of course, we've all built many, many amenities in Buckhead to help make that really possible.
Yep. And what's cool about, I mean, I live in Sandy Springs, but work here in Buckhead, is just the MARTA ability. Okay, that one's not a good one, but yeah.
No,
but
MARTA. You still live in Sandy Springs, but work in Buckhead. That's it. Still live in Sandy Springs.
Yeah.
You're moving, aren't you, to those new apartments?
Well, soon, except 2015 or whatever,
fall of next year.
So, Lauren, tell us about activities or events. I know.
We just wrapped up the 4th of July. I was just thinking.
Yeah.
You have excellent visibility for the 4th of July.
Have we sold tickets for next season yet?
Well, Michael, we're not allowed to say that on the air, but I did sell tickets for viewing the fireworks spectacular at Lenox.
Yeah.
I mean, only $1.50, so.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We get 20%.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just wrapped up our 55th 4th of July extravaganza, but we are on to, we do kind of a ladies' night out event called Indulge in September at both Lennox and Phipps.
Okay. What's that entail? Or,
it's kind of just a fun night out for women. Right. We, you know, have little activities through the mall. It'll okay. just be sort of makeovers, yeah. things like that throughout the property. And that is in mid-September. I think it's on the 11th from 6 to 8. So kind okay. of a Thursday evening, just like a fun night. Then Santa, Phipps,
well,
Santa.
Before we jump to that, Halloween, I mean, do you guys ever do
the reason we bring up Phipps Santa is, you know, it's reservation only and it just opened.
Oh, okay.
And they just opened, they open every summer for reservations to see the Phipps Santa, and it's already.
And Dwayne is playing that role this year, whatever, you're going to be Santa?
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I mean, it's pretty awesome with two, I have a 6 and 4 year old, so yeah. I can't miss. With you
have,
know,
have you reserved
they,
your spot
anytime
yet?
They cause trouble, right, you know, they exactly, know I right. know Santa. They've seen me exchanging
inside
with Santa
connections,
you know.
Yeah.
But to Lauren's point, yeah, the registration just began.
Wow.
And then we will book the reservations literally in about a 48-hour process, and there'll be a little over 7,000 reservations, and it will go in 48 hours. So
that's
it's
crazy.
It's awesome. I mean, it really I think, you know, says a lot about the experience. It's been, you know, the same basic experience for the last 25 years. And,
right.
I mean, for a lot of people, it's the major holiday experience they have because right. we're all so busy.
Right, exactly.
You know, so it's a very special time. So when you see people coming in the door, the families that come in, I mean, mom, dad, kids are all dressed, you know, head to toe in their best holiday sweater, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a picture.
It's worth seeing. Yeah, it's good.
Then in October we have Lennox will host Lookbook Live, which is our new fashion event. So we are very excited to be getting some more information out about that event. It should be I believe October 25th.
Okay.
And then we don't host Halloween events.
You don't do a trick or treat. You can't go store to store or whatever. And yeah,
you know, it does work in some communities. And honestly, if you know, we would do it if the community, sure. you know, most places it's been going on for 20, 30 years. I mean, I think if you go out to like town center,
yeah,
Cobb,
more the
Mall,
urban,
Georgia,
more
right.
the urban areas,
yeah.
whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, or suburbs,
suburbs, yeah.
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 Yeah, we're in the middle of a lot of offices more so,
exactly.
and not that we don't have residences around us, but it's not something that either of the properties has a big history with.
Right. Yeah.
So
if I went over
but
there,
if you come over, we'll give you some.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. Okay. He knows
but
where I was going with that. Yeah.
We launched the Pink Pig right around the same time,
right, yeah.
so you know that's more of what Lennox is known for.
Yeah. Tell
so.
Us about that. I mean, for those people, just how long have you been here now?
Not even a year yet.
Nine months or 8 months?
Since
so
November.
Have you heard about this Pink Pig?
I have not. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, there you go. So, Lauren, yeah. tell us about that. Yeah.
So, Macy's Pink Pig is an Atlanta tradition, and it's actually formerly Rich's, which was based here in Atlanta. It was a ride that was at the Rich's downtown store. That Macy's has continued, and it's a little, it's Priscilla, the Pink Pig, and it's a little ride that's on the parking deck now here at Lennox, and it's, you know, people who brought their kids, who bring their kids now, who were kids, who used to ride it at Rich's when they were little, so it's similar to Santa at Phipps, where they've been coming for years, because they came as children, and it's really... You have to see it. I think we'll just have to come get
right.
you.
You'll have to get the Pink Pig Kids menu rolling.
Perfect. Yeah, I think we just have to come get you. It's really hard to describe it to somebody, but it is really a tradition.
Michael, have you been on the Pink Pig? Your
I was
kids
gonna
or
say,
grandkids?
Well, I'm one of those folks who, last year, I took the grandchildren
okay.
where I had been as a child.
Wow.
Because I was on the Pink Pig in the 50s.
Wow.
So and it's it was quite an experience, but I did ride it around in a toy department downtown before mm-hmm. it went to the roof. So it was a very interesting environment. It is an Atlanta tradition for a lot of folks, and there's a lot of memories as well as a lot of pictures in the Pink Pig. We're just very thankful that someone like Simons and the mall could bring that and keep it yeah. as part of Atlanta history, because it's one of those traditions. It's very, very difficult to lose those that have been so long and so hard fought for.
Well, and it's like you can't live here and come the holiday season not see that on TV. It's like during that those few weeks or whatever, it's every night the news is covering it or whatever, right? But so talking about the holidays at Phipps and then also the Christmas tree traditions or whatever, right?
Yeah, so, and I mentioned a little bit earlier, but we're going to be improving our holiday decor even. Okay. You know, it was a big part of our renovation strategy because, you know, obviously holiday is like our Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
We want people in the right mindset. And honestly, there's very few places you can go where you can see holiday decorations
like
you would at Lennox or Phipps. And so I think, you know, that was a big, certainly a big point of what we were doing. And of course, I mentioned we have the 7,500 families that come visit us during the holidays. And so that coupled with the Pink Pig and all the people that we see during the holidays, it's a really special time for our centers for sure.
Yeah, I'm not a retail expert, but from what I've heard, I think they most retail generates upwards of 30 or 40% of all their annual revenue during those from November to January, would it, right? Yeah, pretty fair statistic.
Yeah, I mean,
be higher.
Certainly is our Super Bowl time period.
Nice.
And you do it so well.
Yeah.
And David's going to be offering a holiday drink.
I'm not sure about that one. Maybe just for you, Rich.
A peppermint something.
Nice, yeah.
You give him 3 or 4 tickets, he'll be with you forever.
Yeah. Everywhere, yeah.
He's good.
All right, well, so we're going to kind of wind down here. I don't know if you have any additional thoughts to share with our listeners or what to expect here.
Well, one of the things that people do go to both malls and they find their different favorite stores. I know that the changes of stores, sometimes we have the disappointments, and it's all people don't understand why some stores move from malls. Mm-hmm. It's not because of the volume or the timing. It's because they do get a little dated. You might talk to bringing those new brands in, and, you know, what happens to the folks in the Simon's chain that move out of those malls?
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of factors. I do get a lot of people who will ask about something opening or something closing, and why, you know, why one place or why the other. And there are so many factors that go into that decision. It's certainly a marriage. I mean, we've got a lot of great relationships with brands, and we're the largest real estate company in the United States, where we own more malls than anyone.
Right.
So with that, certainly allows us the opportunity to build those relationships and certainly leverage. You know, Atlanta and certainly other markets that we're very strong in. So there's certainly a lot of factors that go into it. But, you know, one of the things that Lennox and Phipps have always been known for is bringing first to market retailers,
right.
You know, and we're bringing in not only national but international brands. We're very focused on, certainly on our luxury brands, but we're focused on the experience in the mall. And just everything that goes into making people want to continue to come back, and you know, we have a pretty big responsibility because these properties have built quite an expectation.
Oh yeah,
and we're excited by it, and it's been fun, and that's why you see the commitment from Simon and investing in these properties and adding residential components as well. And so, I think you should just continue to expect us to deliver that.
Nice, well said. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, let me give one good plug for both of the malls because, as you mentioned earlier, my background with the Buckhead Business Association, Simon's has certainly been a great community partner here in Buckhead for the years. And I remember one of the earlier times when I was back trying to, as we might say, twist people's arm to get membership and sponsorship into the Buckhead Business Association, which is difficult in the marketplace. Simon's and Lennox have always been, but more comments were had on an event that was sponsored in the lobby there at the under the grand chandelier at Phipps Plaza, where, you know, people just raved about it because many of our members were new and guests and visitors, and this was in time when Buckhead was growing so much, and they had never been and enjoyed an experience. They had always been across the street at Lennox, and they had not realized that there was another mall on the other side. So it's back to that: people come to Atlanta and they don't know what to expect unless they're informed by folks being on the air, by folks like Rich hosting the people to inform the community. So thank you, Simons, and thank you both for the malls, as well as we're looking forward to the new restaurant there.
Well, I can't wait to see you.
We're going to get in there. Tomorrow, I think, Saturday, whatever day this week is, Saturday I'll be at the Lego site with my littlest grandson. And you know,
I'll
we'll
see
get
you there.
Maybe we'll get to the family restaurant over to the Lennox as well. Nice. Maybe expose him to all the new stuff here in Atlanta.
I think they should put a tunnel underneath or whatever. Yeah, so just be able to just walk.
That's that we could spend another 40 minutes going over all the plans here.
Our sky rope first.
Well, speaking of that, we'd love to have you guys back during the holiday season. I know you'll be slammed and busy, but if there's a window you can sneak in or whatever, and just tell us, you know, and revisit these topics we talked about for the holidays.
So,
all right. Well, that's another episode of Buckhead Business Radio X. Rich Casanova here, your host. Hope to see you all next week, and have a great week. Michael, thanks for being here, as well
always
as all our
good
guests.
To be with you.
Absolutely. Same here.